From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Tax relief for low-income workers, cutting the gas tax, and the province's deficit rising to $19.9 billion this year are all part of the Conservatives' provincial budget delivered this afternoon. The spending plan says the deficit will fall to only $700 million in 2026-27. Infrastructure is another key point, with over $10 billion in additional funding geared towards hospital construction and redevelopment over the next decade. While the budget contains nearly $200 billion in spending, Finance Minister Peter Bethlenfalvy says it still eliminates the deficit 2 years earlier than originally planned. On his last opportunity before the June 2nd provincial election, Temiskaming Cochrane MPP John Vantoff heaped scorn on the Doug Ford government today in question period. The New Democrat says few of the promises made by the Conservatives in 2018 have come to pass in areas like long-term care, the cost of electricity, and affordable housing for Ontarians.
And they didn't get a government that kept their promises because the PCs only kept 37% of them. Almost two out of the three things they said didn't happen. Ontarians need a government that will fix what's broken.
The next government, be it PC, NDP, or Liberal, will be elected on June 2nd. A COVID-19 vaccine for kids under the age of six could soon be available. Moderna says it's working on an approval submission to Health Canada. Today, the company asked U.S. regulators to greenlight low doses of its vaccine for children between 6 months and 5 years old. Police and the owner of a local sporting goods store hope high-definition surveillance cameras help catch a shoplifter. Video of the latest incident at Dumoulin's last weekend shows a man stuffing a hoodie and some pants into his jacket before a camera near the door catches a good shot of his face. Owner Dan Perrier says having merchandise walk out the door gets expensive for retailers.
It's an ongoing issue in Timmins, and I believe every retail business is going through this.
An upcoming meeting with police, retailers, the BIA, and the Chamber of Commerce will discuss a common front and theft prevention techniques. And until they have his real name, Timmins police investigators are referring to a suspect as Waldo. A surveillance camera photo of him is on our website. He's wanted in connection with a broken back door at a law office on Algonquin Boulevard East on the evening of Thursday, April 7th. Police were alerted by an alarm in the building. If Waldo is responsible, he has charges of mischief and attempted break-in waiting for him. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.